I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mark Pfeiffer, filling in for Carolyn Brock.
Mark, you're the president of the Central Ohio Film Critics Association and a longtime broadcaster from Westerville. We have three movies in the last several months about a kidnapped president. The one we're talking about today is White House Down.
If anything, it shows you that ideas come in cycles in Hollywood rather than being generated on their own.
Writers have zeroed in on one of our most vulnerable aspects, the presidency. The White House represents our power, our grandeur, our beauty. And I liked Olympus Has Fallen. So what did you think about White House Down compared with that one?
Personally, I preferred this over that one, although I don't think either of them are particularly good films. Roland Emmerich seems like he's contractually obligated in at least every other film to destroy some seat of government. He's inherited Irwin Allen's mantle as the producer of disaster movies that you had in the 70s.
Yes.
This film has a nice sense of humor about the situation.
Yes.
I mean, it's virtually Die Hard in the White House. It doesn't take it too seriously. You've got Jamie Foxx riffing now and then and kind of having that banter with Channing Tatum. Even though I don't think it's particularly well done, at least it plays the audience like a piano.
Look at Mark. I was totally entertained, and I know it's cheesy, but I get sucked in here. I've been watching movies for how many years, but I still get sucked in on the action, and you pinpointed where I found this to be superior, the humor. The little bit of repartee, particularly between Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx. Tatum is the Gerard Butler of Olympus Has Fallen. We have many of the same tropes going on that we've had many times before. Yeah, I found it entertaining, if not grand.
I would have appreciated, because this takes it so over the top, it had gone to the point where, if you remember in The Simpsons years ago, they have Mel Gibson starring in a remake of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. He ends up impaling one of the villains with the American flag and beheading another with the congressional seal. Why didn't they go there with this? Because I think it's basically on that level.
That's an interesting point, because while I sense the parody going on here, as usually these cycle into real, you know, the way Blazing Saddles did for Westerns, maybe you've caught on something that perplexed me just a bit. Is this supposed to be parody, or is Roland Emmerich really taking himself seriously? He even refers to his destroying the White House, I think, at one point when that tour guide mentions it from Independence Day.
With this film, and I think really even with other Emmerich movies, he takes a lot of good actors and doesn't really give them anything all that interesting to do, but they are able to leave it with a second or third house or boat after they're finished.
How about James Wood eating up everything around him? It was so good to see him. This is summer popcorn. You go with a family, you can really enjoy yourself. I think even kids could see this, don't you? I mean, there's very little blood.
Well, as you get with a lot of Hollywood action movies these days, there is plenty of violence, but there's actually very little that you end up seeing. I mean, it's like with World War Z, there's all this violence, but as far as the actual vision of it, you don't really get that.
Now, one of the things I love about the presidential thriller genre, the black SUVs and the rolling drums and the earpieces, and I love all the trappings of the presidency. Roland Emmerich does a different turn with his SUVs.
They do have a pretty amusing car chase, if you can call it that, as they go around the fountain on the front lawn. But what he's been able to do is take a look at what people sort of envision as maybe the most powerful place on the face of the earth.
Right.
And though we're almost doing our own White House tour, they've recreated it to give you this feel of all of the little nooks and crannies that they've got in the building and sort of play off the mythology even of what the White House is and what might be contained within it.
I have that same reverence for the White House no matter who's in there. We've come to expect really top-notch computer graphics in this. Did you find that also with this one?
You could see the separation. You could tell that you've got actors in front of a chroma key. It loses that depth. There are times where it seems to me where you don't really have sets and you've just got people acting in front of that green screen. And
it was a part of the cheesiness, perhaps, of it.
Here, it really isn't as important. It's more of the relationship that you've got between the president and this Capitol policeman who just happens to be taking a tour that day when all this crap goes down.
Now, Mark, would you dare to grade this film?
I would go with a C-.
And then I'm going to give it a B-, because, Mark, it's summer. I'm sure hoping that you'll come back and visit us again.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brock. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.